you for calling Orange Top Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Yeah, hi, Abigail. My name is Eric, E-R-I-C, Paulding, P-A-U-L-D-I-N-G.
And how can I assist you today, Eric?
Hi. So I have Spectrum right now. I'm in Saugerties, where you guys just put in all the fiber network and stuff like that. So I was just calling about possibly switching over.
All right, no problem. I'll be more than happy to help you out with that. Could I get your service address, please?
It's a 4 Shady, S-H-A-D-Y Lane, and that would be Saugerties, New York, 12477.
All right, one moment, please. Let me just check if we do service that area.
I know you do. A bunch of people in the neighborhood got it that I know.
And, oh, okay.
Yeah, you guys just recently installed. Well, you started last year in the wintertime, and now it's installed, so.
You said it's Shady Lane?
Yes, S-H-A-D-Y Lane.
Okay, I'm just searching your address now. Yes, found it. There we go. And you're signing up for the service, correct?
Yes, I'm just. Because I'm looking at, obviously, you guys put out a flyer and stuff like that. So I just, I don't know much about it. I don't know if you can, if someone, I can talk to someone about it or, you know.
Yeah, we can talk about it. Is your location
okay.
A home or business?
It's a home.
Okay. And so currently we have two speeds that are currently available, the 1 gig and our 2 gig fiber internet. For the 1 gig, you do get 1 gig download, 1 gig upload. It's $79.99, but when you sign up for paperless billing and also using your checking and savings account, it goes down to $69.99.
Okay.
For the 2 gig fiber internet, it has symmetrical speed as well, 2 gig upload, 2 gig download. It's for $99.99, but if you do sign up for paperless billing with your checking or savings account, it goes down to
$89. $89, okay. And that's for 2 gigs?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's a house, so I don't know if I would need 2 gigs. You know what I mean?
How many devices would be connected to the internet?
Really. So, I mean, I just have, you know, like a couple of Roku TVs.
Uh-huh.
I obviously have my computers here and, you know, a couple of cell phones.
Yeah, well, the 2 gig fiber internet does as well. It creates more bandwidth so that the internet can be used efficiently throughout your household.
So my question is, because of Spectrum, they had to move wires, put new wires in because the old wires from outside coming into the house. So FCC made them put new wires in, and I have a basement, and unfortunately when they put it in, they only way they can put it in was put in the basement because the basement cinched. And then they, and my speed went down a lot. Spectrum up here, it drops a lot even before they did that. It dropped yesterday. But anyways, long story short, then I had to go out and get the, I forgot what it's called. It's the Google, like, where it enhances it and tries to send it throughout the house.
A Wi-Fi extender?
I'm sorry?
A Wi-Fi extender?
Yeah, extended, something like that. It's called, it was a Google, it was a triple pack that he suggested that I go get, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, well, I shouldn't have to go get it. You know what I mean? And he goes, because he couldn't move it anywhere into that. He didn't have the tools with him to move it in that. So that's what he suggested. And so I had to go spend $125 to get this extender. And I also have lights and cameras on the house that drop a bunch, more so lights inside the house compared to the cameras on the outside because they're just not getting the Wi-Fi.
All right. So then based on the different equipment that you have, the 2 gig fiber internet would be a good fit for you. And also as it relates to where the technicians would determine the technicians basically will determine the best way to connect your service. Usually they will install the drop cable. That is a cable that connects your home to a fiber network at the street prior to the day of your installation. But usually you do not have to be home for that part. Okay. So basically, once the technician comes to your location, they will determine the best way. How big is your home?
Square foot wise?
Yes.
Well, so I rent the house here, so I'm gonna estimate probably about, that's 16, I'm just talking to my girlfriend here, probably like 16, maybe 1700 square feet. I mean, maybe even less than 16.
Okay. So yeah, usually based on how big your home is, we do recommend that you get an additional Wi-Fi extender, but you said that you currently have one.
Yeah, so it came in a three pack. So I got one in the basement to brings me to my first floor level, and then I got one that goes up to the second floor level to try to get it to where my bedrooms are. And then, let me tell you, excuse my language, but it's just not working like I thought it would work, and because of just, yeah, not the best spectrum, but it's just not doing what I would hope it would have done.
Would you want to get our Wi-Fi extenders? If you do get our Wi-Fi extenders, you'd be able to control and like see which Wi-Fi extender is working properly. You can manage the internet from that specific Wi-Fi extender. And if there's anything wrong, we would be able to help to troubleshoot it. Would you be
Yeah,
interested in that? It's $70.99 per month for each extender.
oh God, no! I wouldn't be able to afford
Okay.
the, yeah. Because I
So.
once I do, then I have to get rid of Spectrum. I lose my TV and stuff, so I'd have to go to like some sort of streaming device. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you. So you still want to go ahead with a 2 gig fiber internet, but just no Wi-Fi extenders.
Yeah, I mean the Wi-Fi extenders that I just bought recently—they won't work.
Yeah, they can work.
Oh,
That's
okay.
what, yeah. So the technician can also help you set that up as well.
I appreciate
No
that.
problem. And are you interested in the phone service?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't need a landline for a phone. Because everything's off of my cell phones anyways.
Oh, okay. All right. No problem. So let me just get that. And just to confirm the address for Shady Lane, Saugerties, New York, 12477. Do you rent it or own the property?
I rent.
Could I have the property owner's name?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. His name is Jim Pappas, Pappas. He just lives one street over from me. I've been
Oh,
here
Jim
since.
Pappas, PAPS.
No.
PAP.
Pappas.
PAPPAS. Okay. And could I also have his phone number as well?
Oh, stand by.
Okay.
Let me look here. Do you have to contact him?
Usually they'll just let him know that we're just wiring or just installing the internet.
That's fine, because what I'll do is I'll when I get off with you, I'll just give him a heads up, because he's a construction guy. He always is like on his, working.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's 845-389-6458.
845-389-6458, correct?
That is correct.
Is your billing address different from your service address?
Did you say my billing address?
Yes. Is it different from
Yes.
your service address?
No. It's the same.
Okay. All right, and you said your name is Eric.
Yep, Eric.
And could you spell your last name again for me, please?
P as in Peter, Auld.
All right, so that's Eric Paulding. And what email address would you like to add on file?
So it's going to be my last name, Paulding dot Eric at gmail.com.
All right, so paulding.eric@gmail.com. And what's your primary phone number?
It's 845-750-2012.
All right, so 845-752.
750.
Oh, 750.
Yep,
And what?
2012.
All right, so just to repeat, 845-750-2012.
Yes.
And how may we contact you? Phone, email, SMS, or text?
It really doesn't matter. I mean, if it's something like, either way, you can call, you can email, text, it doesn't really matter. I mean, if you need something right away, then I would just give me a call. But if it's something like, you know, that doesn't, I check my emails every day. So either way, it doesn't really matter to me.
So choose all three?
Yeah, choose all three.
All right. So I would need to read the disclosures for all three to you. For the text, at Archdale Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'll be able to confirm an installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communications via email or phone call. Messages and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Yeah, so you don't farm out to second and third parties, correct, where I'm going to start getting phone calls from other people or anything like that?
Well, for the phone disclosure, you would need to agree to receive phone calls, which may be automated or pre-recorded from Archdale and its agents or vendors at the phone number you provided.
Yes. Well, okay, so let me just make sure I'm understanding this right. I just don't want to start receiving text messages and phone calls from, if it's you guys calling me about an issue or setting up an appointment, that's fine. But if it's in a different company that I don't have anything to deal with and you guys, it's a third party where they buy from you, I don't want that.
All right, then let's choose SMS then. Because with SMS, we only just text you important information. Emails, you can get marketing information. And then for the phone calls, you can get from agents or vendors at your phone number, all right? So we just stick with the text.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't want to get third party, you know, phone calls or nothing like that.
Okay, no problem. So just to go over your order, you are at a home. You're interested in the 2 gig fiber internet for $99.99. You're currently not interested in getting any Wi-Fi extenders, no phone service, and the service address is 4 Shady Lane, Socrates, New York, 12477. You currently rent. The property owner's name is Jim Pappas, and the phone number is 845-389-6458, and your billing address is not different from your service address, right?
That is just a one question for you. The 1 gig compared to the 2 gig, that doesn't give any faster speed, correct? Or it
well,
does?
The 2 gig, it creates a larger bandwidth for the home. So if you have different devices, a lot more different devices, like you said that you had cameras and
it
creates a larger bandwidth to allow the internet to perform a lot more efficiently.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I have no problem paying the extra. What was it? It's $89, right?
Yeah, so it's $99, and then you get $89 when you use the paperless billing and your checking or savings account.
That's fine. Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, I do that anyway for everything. So.
No problem. So as part of our order process, we'll need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate you are who you say you are and to see if you're required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass the credit check, but doing so will automatically require a $50 deposit. Are you willing to do the credit check?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm okay.
One moment. All right. Also, to do the credit check, I'm going to need your social security number. Is that okay for you?
Yeah, I guess so. That's fine.
All right. One moment, please. Just let me put some information here.
The $50 deposit you talked about, that just comes off the $69.99 or the $89?
Well, if you're required to make the first sale deposit, no. We just keep the deposit on the account, and if it's the case that you do decide to terminate the service, we can put it towards outstanding charges. If not, we could just mail you a check.
You can do the credit check.
Okay, I'm almost sure. Just give me one moment. All right, what's your social security number?
061. 603-660-3035.
All right, let me see. All right, so no deposit is required.
Yep, I kind of figured that. If you said otherwise, I'd be kind of worried.
Yeah, you're all good to go with the deposit. And Archtop Fiber, they do offer the discount for enrolling in auto pay and paperless billing. Can I sign you up for that?
Yes, absolutely.
And you said that you'd be using a checking or savings account?
Yeah, it would paperless? Be. Yeah, hold on. I just got to get my. It's a checking account. I'm sorry.
All right, no problem. Whenever you're ready, you can go ahead with the routing number, okay?
Yeah, hold on. I got to get my checkbook out real quick. Let's see here. All right, which one's the routing number? Is the routing number the first set of numbers, right? Are you there? How we go?
Yeah, I'm still here with you. It depends on the type of account that you...
Yep. So I'm going to read it off to you. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
2219712 64.
Thank you. And the account number?
Is 150-118-2991.
Thank you for that information. What's the name on the account?
Eric C. Paulding. For some reason, I put my middle initial on that one. So.
Okay, and that's a checking account?
That is a checking account, yes.
And you authorize ACH direct debit payments?
Yes.
Okay, one moment.
When do you guys normally take the payment out, the first of the month, last of the month? How's it work? Or based on the sign up?
Your billing date starts when you get the installation, the day that you get the installation.
Okay.
How did you hear about Archtop Fiber?
So there is a friend of mine, his name's KJ Swart. He lives over by me, and I mean, I seen all your signs, and then I seen he had a sign up, and then I asked him about it, and
okay.
I asked him about it, and he told me about it, and he said he liked it, and then I obviously got stuff here, and they've been around the neighborhood, but when they stopped here, they left a notice, but wasn't here at the time.
Oh, okay. All right, no problem. And is there anything that our installers should be aware of on your property, like a septic tank, a buried wire?
No. They're going to be coming in through the front. That's where they, you know, I'm the last house on the end of this little cul-de-sac.
Uh-huh.
So, and that's where they ended by the telephone pole when they brought in all, you know, the wires and stuff in the ground. So I don't think there's an issue whatsoever. I think that when do you think they'll call me to set it up? Because I got to obviously work on canceling Spectrum and also trying to get a streaming service like YouTube TV or something like that.
Definitely. I'll help you out with the installation just in a sec, but do you have any questions or comments with the installation? No?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I'm assuming they're just going to come through the wires, correct?
Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and read a few disclosures for you. Afterwards, I'm going to let you know the date and time that we do have available.
Okay.
All right. So at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable. That is the cable that connects your home to your fiber network at the street prior to the day of the installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We'll then help to coordinate that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement.
Okay.
You said you currently have...
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Abigail, but based on if... So the connection is going to be coming into the ground?
Well, it depends. Most times they do it through the ground. If not, they can connect a flower pot on your nearest telephone pole and run the wire there.
Why I said that is because Central Hudson has a pipe that comes in on the side of the house right there, right by where the telephone pole is. So I just want to give you that heads up.
Okay. All right. No problem. And also, Oh, a gas line. Oh, yeah. I'll need to add that there. All right, and you said that you currently have Spectrum. What we do advise is that you maintain consistent connection. We recommend that our new customers wait until the fiber services are installed to cancel the current provider, okay?
Okay, so keep it on until that's installed. Okay.
Yes. Also, to let you know that the ONT gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber
Okay.
reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any
Okay.
questions you may have regarding our terms of services or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you
Okay.
agree to be bound by the terms of services as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Yeah, that's fine. I got no problem.
All right, let's set you up for a date and time. So the earliest date we have available is the 3rd. We can do the 3rd or any day after.
Third, that's the 3rd of July, which is next, when is that
Wednesday.
next Wednesday. But that's fine. So do you have a time for it?
Well, for the 3rd, we only have two times available on the 3rd, 1 p.m. and 3 p.m.
What, I'm sorry, 1 p.m. and what?
3 p.m.
Oh. Yes. Okay. Yes. So we'll the 1 p.m. works fine on the 3rd.
Okay, so July 3rd, 2024, at 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Please confirm the appointment.
Yes.
And your email is paulding.eric@gmail.com. Your phone number is 845-750-2012, correct?
That is correct. And just so you know, because I work, if I'm not able to be home at 1 p.m., my girlfriend, her name is Maggie, will be here.
Okay, let me make a note.
Yeah, it's Maggie. That way, because I work during the day, and if I just can't squeeze out real quick, then she will be here to let them in.
Okay. Do you want the technician to call before arrival?
No, I don't think so. I mean, they pretty much on time.
Yeah. Okay. No problem.
Yeah,
And
no
being that
problem.
you
Call it.
choose text message, you'll also get a text message about it as well. All right, so
So if I may, I'm sorry, I know I have 100 questions for you, and I apologize for that, but so the day when they come on July 3rd, is that the day where they're just going to lay the wire, and then on another date the technicians will come in to bring it in? Is that, did I
no.
understand? Oh.
So the 3rd is when everything is finished. So usually, if they do need to like run a wire at your home to connect it inside, they will come the day before, but you usually don't need to be home for that.
Okay.
And then
Gotcha.
on the 3rd, that is when they complete everything. The technician completes everything.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I definitely want to be here for that, because I want to make sure that it gets set up properly so I don't keep having these issues and
Okay.
stuff like that.
All
All
right.
right. Awesome.
Also, just to let you know, being that your installation is scheduled, you'll be receiving two emails from Archtop Fiber. One will be a confirmation of your order, and then the other will be an invitation for you to sign into your Archtop Fiber customer account, where
Okay.
you'll have the ability to manage the account and pay your bill and review and accept our terms of services, okay?
Okay, very good. Thank you.
No problem. Is there anything else I can assist with before you go, Eric?
Nope, not at all. I appreciate your time, Abigail.
No problem. It's my pleasure assisting you today. Have a great one and thank you for calling Archtop Fiber.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.